Necrophilia Otain Miss Thompson, July 27th, 2007, and this is NHRA for our news. Mad Madison, Miss Thompson. Miss Thompson, long known for his liberal attitude towards sets, led Strayson once toward the idea of destroying the addition of the taint of the beta to driver's license plates as its official state slogan, has given the green light, as it were, to necrophilia. If you don't allow abortions, homosets, living lip rots, and sets between the lower liners, how can we, in the Thompson's, say to sets with the dead? Thomas and Bob, the mean tariff here, loading as a news report a lot of lies. Just because they've been laid to rest doesn't mean they have no rights, he suggested, including the most fundamental right of all, the right to get laid. The issue of tabulators from dual rights came to light recently, when a rookie police officer, Mike Wright, arrested a trio of dray robbers who dumped the remains of a young woman after seeing her photographs in the local newspaper's arbitrary column. Twin brothers Nicholas and Alexander Dunte, and their bisexual friend Dustin Ranta, all 21, dug up the body of Lori Tennyson, 20, a resident of Stassfield Cemetery, intending to have intimate relationships with the Taurus. Wright declared in his complaint against the would-be rapist. Laura's a real hottie, Nicholas said. Even if deaf, she was a babe, Alexander agreed. She wouldn't have any of us the time of day when she was alive, Ranta admitted. But dead, she turned versus us, he chuckled, adding, I guess you could say Nilthals and I were irresistible after all. Tennyson was killed a week early in a motorcycle accident, but according to Ranta, the Morrison did a real good job in impaling her. Based upon Retorman Wright's complaint, the district attorney filed attempted third-degree sexual assault and missed the attempted theft charges against the Philo Trails. However, Grant Tantry circuited toward Judge George Terry, no relation to Gerard Lothar Terry, missed the sexual assault charges, turning right, nice try but no dice, because Wisconsin does not trim like sexual relationships with the dead. Hollywood talent stars have reportedly approached Tennyson's relatives with the suggestion that she star in an upcoming movie, Zombie Tales Gone Wild, which is scheduled to begin filming in early 2008. No reports have suggested that the Dunte twins already had been asked to star in the forthcoming film. I'm Nitz Ray for our news, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.